And so you've kind of all made hints about this, but can you give us some idea about what made you choose the particular training routes that you did?
Yeah, mine, not that I was forced into doing such a route, but it was very much I was pushed into that. So I was already working in a school, getting experience in the classroom as a classroom supervisor, a cover teacher. And after discussing it with the head teacher, he advised that I go down the school's direct route as long as I got the PGC as well, because of the qualification being recognised abroad. So school's direct on its own, from what I know, wasn't recognised if I were to go abroad and teach elsewhere. So the PGC is something that will sort of count elsewhere. So that was my the reason why I went for school's direct was because it was sold to me as being the better option of the two.
I think for me in the PGC it was almost the opposite. It was I'd been a teaching assistant and seen teach first teachers really struggle, and it to some extent put me off the idea of teacher training entirely until I looked a little bit further and saw the support offered from the PGCE. I think from my understanding experience, there was a kind of more vested interest in me continuing and actually becoming a fully fledged teacher, as opposed to this notion of teach first, doing 2 years and then popping back to the city perhaps. So I just felt there was a more vested interest in me, and therefore I was offered far more support than possibly elsewhere.
And how about you, Alex?
Yeah, we don't have that many different routes. It's basically you already decide at university that you want to become a teacher, so you already train to become a teacher at university. You do your degree in two different subjects, and which are the subjects that then you would teach. And then you just do your teacher training, so it's not such a big variety.
Mm-hmm.